What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What good is Marcus or Pink?
What up, what up? It's Charles or Chuck.
What's going on, everyone? You got Matt or Has. Hey, we had actually a great weekend of Ultimate, which is super cool. One of my favorite tournaments every single year. CEO was this weekend. Very, very good top eight. Very good grand finals, winter finals. There were a lot of hot, hot sets that we'll go over today, plus a couple other things. But before we get into that, before I ask everyone how they're doing, of course, we got a Patreon, of course. We got a little Patreon for the podcast. Check it out, patreon.com/tweaktalks. Today, we're going to be talking about, it was actually a question submitted by one of our patrons, asking about melee players in Ultimate. Obviously, we've seen a resurgence of more melee players picking up Ultimate and really trying to learn the game and play it a little bit more for content and to enter some, you know, online tournaments or real tournaments offline too. So the question was centered around melee players in Ultimate and kind of the whole history of that and how it looks. So we'll be covering that today in our bonus content for Patreon. Make sure you guys subscribe there if you want to either ask us some more questions or if you want to hear more about melee players in Ultimate since the beginning up until now. Plus, make sure you like, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff, the regular podcast stuff. I told Charles I'd take over the show today. I feel like I'm taking too long, but it's working. The question I had is, we had a lot of comments last week, mostly aimed at Gavin's opinions and either very, very adamantly agreeing or disagreeing. Like, there's no middle. No one's like, yeah, I see what he's saying, kind of. It was like, he's so wrong. No one's ever been more wrong about Smash. But anyway, so I want to know, we also did a show last week, and if you guys recognize the format of the game show from last week, if not, watch the episode again. Let us know if there's any like good combination of words or something we should do for a show next time or like a game next time. I like these games. I want to keep it going, but it helps a lot to get feedback from you guys and what you liked or what you didn't and all that good stuff. So how's everyone doing? Actually, how are you doing? Has. Yeah, actually, I had a great weekend. Yeah, you didn't see that one coming, did you?
I did not.
No one had that one coming.
That was mixed.
I actually had an amazing weekend, mostly because I saw my wife and I went on a trip to D.C. and then to Baltimore, and I went to Camden Yards and saw the Orioles play. Best ballpark I've ever been in my life. It was beautiful. It was clean. It was big. Had great amenities. It was amazing. And I saw Marcus, and I met his wife and Psalm for the first time ever. And our wives got along, and we had a wonderful day together in Baltimore, and it was just really good vibes. So, yeah, thanks, Marcus, to you and your fam for showing us around Baltimore a bit. We had a ton of fun. It was amazing.
Hey, thanks for you being like, bro, I'm coming through, because, like, you could have just not said anything. So, I mean, hey, that was real. I was like, oh, bet we're about to pull up. Like, I was excited. I was getting more and more excited, like, as, like, the time went on, because you told me about it, like, months ago. So once it started getting close, I was like, oh, snap. I haven't seen it in, like, a year, maybe 2 years. Because yeah. I spent the last time we saw each other was Summit, I'm pretty sure.
Which was, what, March last year?
May? Something like that? March, April? Whatever, yeah. One of those. And I don't even know. Was it last year or was it 2 years ago? One of those two. Who knows? So, I mean, It's been quite some time, and I missed your wedding because I had COVID, which ended up not even mattering because like everybody there got COVID anyway, and it was just one of those weird things. Like, who knew that I could have come? But anyway, so it was nice meeting up for the first time, and yeah, it was lit, man. It was lit. I'm sorry, I have to talk about this tweet I just saw. Like it is bothering me so much. Like it's like these like weird illegal like food combinations, and it's like pizza and ranch, and like hot dog and ketchup, which is that really that weird? And then it says milkshake totally and normal. Fries. Bro, people eat apple pie and cheese. Is that really a thing? Like, is there any, no. Like, someone, if someone replies to this YouTube video and is like, hey, apple pie and cheese is crazy where I come from.
I eat that shit every day.
No, like, so
that would throw me for a loop. Like,
so I mean, this is clearly engagement. Yeah. Yeah, they're farming.
I mean, yeah.
They got like, your ass, bro.
But like, because the thing is, like, I've heard some weird food thing. Like, I have a friend who eats honey buns with cheese. Like, they put the honey bun in the microwave.
I think fancy people know who that is. Like, sweet stuff with, and they eat cheese after to, like, clean their palate or something.
So maybe this apple pie and cheese is really a thing, bro.
What's the reason then?
Sweet just pairs with cheese really well, usually, because cheese is very sharp.
Cheese is sharp, that's why.
A little sharp.
Ask B if she would eat apple pie and cheese. I'm sorry, I just
pie and cheese. Yeah,
she said yeah. It's not engagement bait.
There you have it.
It's not engagement bait. It's real.
Tell us in the comments if it's whack or not.
Tweet like food combinations that are illegal. Pizza, ranch, hot dog, and ketchup, which was weird.
What the fuck? That's all mad normal. Like,
yeah, pizza and ranch is definitely... all the other three I've seen in person.
And like, then milk. Apple pie and cheese is mad normal. Come on,
guys. I've seen pizza and ranch.
I've done it in my own household.
In our own house.
Ketchup and a hot dog?
Like milkshake and fries, totally. That's ketchup normal. And hot dog, that's how you know it's troll. Like,
this is B's first appearance of the show in a while, and it's heated.
I'm very pissed off right now.
for good reason. I don't do any of those things, by the way. Literally, I don't do any of those things.
I mean, you're like the most normal.
Well, I would do hot dog and ketchup, but I don't eat hot dogs / can't eat hot dogs.
Gavin is like the most plain food eater I've ever
seen. I'm better than I was when I was young.
That's true.
But chicken nuggets and ketchup? Yeah, Gavin's about it.
Barbecue sauce clears, though.
Barbecue sauce is lit.
Even the time I've known you, like over the last couple of years, like you have grown a lot as an eater. Before it was literally like you'll have one or two things and that's it. Like not even close. You've gotten a lot more adventurous. I gotta give you credit.
I'm kind of.
I haven't tried poke in Hawaii.
Now the
I was surprised. I was like, I don't think he's gonna try it.
Raw fish.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He did not. He said he would have liked it if it was hot. He didn't like. He said cold meat.
I don't like cold raw meat fish. That much. Like cold meat kind of throws me off. Like if I'm eating like a lunch meat on bread, like I'll microwave it for a little bit.
I told him that he might like seared ahi or seared poke, where they kind of like sear the outside.
Yeah.
And then it's the meat's a little bit warmer.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the outer layer that's cooked. I love
seared. Dude, thinking about cold pizza makes me want to throw up.
Oh, I love cold pizza. I think
I'm not a cold pizza guy,
bro. All day.
I can't.
I'll eat it out of desperation, but I prefer hot.
No way, dude. I'll almost honestly, there's some pizzas around here that I'll order and be like, I'm saving half because, like, you know, it tastes so much better the next day. Some of the toppings, I don't know, they like sit in better. Chat knows. Right. I know you got me, Chat. I know you got me on cold pizza. Not that I eat pizza anymore.
I don't like cold stuff.
Yeah, actually. Could you elaborate? What type of sandwiches are you heating up before you eat them?
Like if I put like if there's like some turkey on bread or something, bro. Like I'm reheating. I'm heating it up.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like.
And then you put the condiments on after.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you toast, why don't you toast with the bread? That's delicious.
Ooh.
I'm lazy as fuck.
It's not. It's like honestly the same level of. Bro, if you really wanted to,
our toaster actually broke recently. Like, it started smoking. We haven't gotten a new one since.
That shit was smoking?
A couple of my buddies, their microwave broke in their apartment, and while it was getting replaced, they put everything in the oven. Like, every leftover, everything. And they were like, yeah, it was kind of annoying, but everything tasted amazing. Yeah, because they had to toaster everything. They had to oven everything. So, something to think about.
I want to clarify on the last episode.
Oh no!
A little clarification.
Someone we'll never know what Charles is doing this week.
I don't think certain indie characters being in Smash would be weird on by themselves, but if it's an indie character in nature, it does open a door for like a lot of people will start asking for characters that they clearly shouldn't be asking for. Is what I'm saying. But obviously, there's characters that transcend being an indie game, like you know, Shovel Knight, Hollow Knight. Undertale, blah blah blah, and they have been assist trophies. But trust me, I understand that it's different than asking for a Marvel character or an anime character. I'm still saying it does get a little weird. I'm not trying to say the Knight from Hollow Knight shouldn't be in Smash. Clearly, it would be a welcomed addition. But all right, moving on.
But Ichigo shouldn't be.
Oh hell no. Hell no, is right.
Do you feel like it just opens floodgates? Is that what you're saying? It opens like
for certain... indie?
For indie, yeah.
That means I could make a video game and I could start requesting it.
You got to reach like a certain level though. Like those are like the indie games.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying those characters individually don't cause a problem, but like it's not the same as like anime or like and stuff like that. But I don't know. I'm just trying to think maybe that's the logic they're using. That's the reason they've only gone as far as assist trophies, right? I don't know.
I thought not to like have the same episode happen again, but I thought about this on the train ride to Baltimore. And I was like, every Smash game, they have surprised us with what they've added by breaking the rules specifically. So if you're like, here are things they can't do, it's like, yeah. Actually, but they specifically the very they well said. Might break every yeah. single one of those just because.
Well, one at a time, like a couple at a time, though. They can't break too many at one yeah. time, right? Like, that's true. That's yeah. their surprise factors. They're like, okay, we made these the rules dude. And like this list of things that we can surprise people with, essentially.
Like, Ryu, Cloud, Bayonetta, like that order, like broke every single rule. Like, there'll never be a fighting game character in Smash, which is something Sakurai set up until that point. Final Fantasy, everyone thought would never, ever happen. And then Bayonetta, you know, because she's like risque and stuff like that, because she's like a rated M game. It's like, wow, that was okay. Like, now we just need LeBron James, and then, well.
Wow.
That's the only option.
It's a different yeah. game.
Yeah. I don't think there's any other character that would make more sense.
Goku, my bad.
That's oh, second.
LeBron. Did you listen to the episode, Marcus?
No. We had this conversation.
We were talking about Spider-Man a lot.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, that was me. That was me,
pretty
dude.
Much about Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, hold on. Which
because,
version? Because. Well, no, never mind. My bad.
It's not happening.
Dude, I'm here for it. I'm telling you. I'm ready.
I mean,
see you later.
See you later. Dude, I said this.
I was going to say I'd love to be wrong, but actually I wouldn't.
Wait, what?
I'd prefer to be correct.
You're not a Spider-Man That's fan? True.
Not in Smash.
He's not in oh. Smash.
Okay.
I wouldn't be a fan of Spider-Man in Smash. Spider-Man's fine outside of Smash.
Wait, just fine.
My favorite superhero is Wolverine.
Well, yeah, he could be in. That's cool.
I don't want him into that.
I do.
They'll both come together as saying, a pair. Wolverine
Marcus,
and Spider-Man.
I literally said, I was like, if they put Iron Man in and his final smash is Proton Cannon, like, dude, I would just lose it. That would be it. That's or, what would make me cry. Yeah.
Or
dude,
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Yeah. There you Ryan go. Now we're talking right now. This podcast rules. Well, think about it. Chris Pratt, like, he's already... Mario and Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm telling you.
Well,
Gavin.
Hold on. Let's lock in. Star-Lord.
What a strange bridge to create. What
Chris a Star-Lord. And Chris Son is very cool. If there's something you know about Chris Son, I think about that every time I see Chris. Not that I see okay. Chris Pratt a lot, but yeah.
Would you guys be pissed if, in the next Smash game, the Mario is the Chris Pratt Mario?
Not pissed. I think it's kind of funny.
You guys would be down for that?
No.
No.
I don't think it will be. So here's. Oh, I thought about this more. Fuck, we're going down the rabbit hole again. I think the next Smash would be so cool if they rebrought back a ton of characters, but like fully revamped them because it's just been so long. Like, we wanted. What?
Of course.
Like Cappy Mario. Like, Mario doesn't have his neutral air.
No, Chris Pratt Mario.
Because they didn't do it in Ultimate.
You're saying you expect to have like a full rehaul of characters?
It's hard to expect that for any character because. We kind of did in Ultimate, and we did not get that.
The thing I'll say about Ultimate, what made me think of that, I was thinking about Ryu and Ken, big surprise. But it's like their movesets are all very, very traditional. Like, there's no Street Fighter VI stuff. There's no yes. Street Fighter V stuff. Like, it's all like... And then I was like, well, that's how they did, like, every character. Like, Zelda and Ganon. Like, what are the most classic, like, tried and true forms of those characters? Same with, like, kind of Mario and, like, Luigi. Especially
even
going back
Sora.
To N64. Yes, Sora's a great example too, Charles.
Yes. 100%. They had many choices.
I think Sakurai is very good at capturing the original essence of the characters. And I think it's his preference.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is like that is like a way to bring a lot of characters back but not have it feel like Ultimate Plus. Because I feel like I don't know if he's really down for that, honestly. I don't know though. You never know.
Gavin,
that guy.
You would love Seth Rogen Donkey Kong if that was like.
Well, hold on.
I would say his line it's
what's
on
going
like
on here?
Donkey Kong.
I wouldn't even like if it was like Mario Kart 8 voice Donkey Kong, let alone that. Because there's a lot of different Donkey Kong voices. There's DK64, there's like the more modern voices in like Mario Kart 8 and stuff like that. There's Smash DK, which is its own thing.
I was going to say, which one's in Smash? I don't even know.
It's just its own thing.
Jack Black.
My favorite DK voices are Smash and DK64. Like, so I would hope that Smash DK will just be his own voice in Smash for the rest of time. I hope so.
Mario Kart 64 DK went stupid too. I love that. He was crazy. He does. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Having Mario Kart 64, he was loud.
He did. Yeah, he was
he did, dude.
He was talking.
That was the first time I think we heard him talk too, because we, in the Super, except for obviously a few lines on Super Nintendo.
It's not like his Smash voice has always been the same, but there's a similar, like, it's just the noises are like a similar vibe.
What, Marcus?
Bro.
You just figure out what they're going to do?
Jack Black Bowser would have the wedding outfit, and he would have the Peaches taunt. Goodness gracious.
He would taunt and bring out the piano.
Bring out the piano?
His windscreen.
His windscreen.
Oh, my God. My God.
I made Bowser. I'm locked in.
You going to sing on him at the victory screen?
We won't be a lot of windscreens, but hey, when we finally get him,
they're going to hit.
You know one thing that I think would be very cool if they adopt, like, from Multiverses. Multiverses has voice lines specific to, like, if you're playing this character and they're this other character.
Smash has this, by the way.
Oh, they do. I didn't know that. But more of it would be cool. Yeah. Because,
not like in-game a lot of the time.
Oh, okay.
It's usually like windscreens, final smashes, stuff like that.
Okay, tell me if you guys think this would be cringe or not. So you know how, like, there's movie games, right? Like Harry Potter games or whatever, right? What if the next Mario game was a game based off the movie? Would you hate that
Charles. Or like it?
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Wait, what?
But the movie is based off.
Right. But what if there's the game that's based off the movie that's based off the game?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that's not what the next 3D Mario is.
Hasn't that already happened?
What if, though? Is that something you would be pissed about? Would you like it?
Yes, I'd be very upset, yes.
Gavin would be pissed, yeah. Oh, Gavin Street Fighter, the movie, the game. Nice job, producer. Very excellent. That is true, actually. As we all know, that is a classic Street Fighter that did very well both in arcades. It was horrible, by the way. It's like one of the worst Street Fighters. It, like, almost tanked the franchise. That and 3, honestly. 3, the first two. But either way, and Third Strike. I got Third Strike.
Chris mentioned in the live chat. He said, "What if Smash was a tag fighter? Would you guys be down?"
Yeah.
Or do you think that takes away from Smash?
It could be like a different mode. Yeah.
Depends on how it's implemented.
They might experiment with that, but I hope they do revamp move sets. But it just feels like they don't want to put too much time into that when they could be making deals with crazy third party stuff and adding new characters, like. Because Ultimate was, like, the time to do it. It was like, oh my gosh, it's Breath of the Wild Link. It was the most bait ever. And there's going to be people arguing that he's really different. Bro, don't mess
with me. Not enough.
Don't mess with me. I know he has a different bomb. You think I haven't been playing this game for 6 years? I know he has a different bomb.
Bro, the grab. He has a regular grab.
You can pick up the arrow.
You can pick up the arrows.
You can pick up the arrow.
At 0%, you do the slash.
It's was the most bait ever. And, like, the Mario thing, it's like, bro, his coins are purple sometimes. Oh, my gosh.
That was a big bait.
It looked like they were starting to think about doing that, but they were scared. And it feels like Ultimate is supposed to be a celebration of all these characters in their, like, truest, purest, whatever you want to call it, form. So that's why I'm like, yo, the next one, smaller roster to start. I'd be so psyched about that. No. More things like Charles is saying, yes. I want a smaller roster, period.
Yeah,
the game.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine not live service. But
why limit yourself? Why do you want less? Why do you want
less? I want the game to be cared for and have consistent patches and characters added for a whole 6 year duration rather than
patches with the roster then.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. That would be good. I would be fine with that too, but they'll never do that. Plus, like, it's so hype for a game to get new characters. And, like, imagine just waiting, like, instead of, I don't know, man.
But,
like,
what if it's a returning fighter? What's exciting about that?
Oh, that's still exciting. They're not in the game. That fucking rules. If Meta Knight's not in the launch title and then he gets a trailer, I'm popping off.
With the rebrand moveset, then that's hype. As long as we get a new Meta Knight.
That's just so limiting.
Hopefully doesn't spam just dash tech.
I don't know. I do agree with you, though, Gavin. They have kind of painted themselves into a corner at a certain point where it's like, where do you go from here? Like, where do you go from Ultimate, man? What do you do?
Wait. So, like, a tag fighter, like a 2v2 tag fighter or a 3v3 tag fighter? Because, you're saying, like, Pyramid, like, Aegis switches?
Like a button combination for it?
That would be kind of cool. Like...
Dude.
Would you play the, like, Belmont and Ken?
Yes,
and then,
obviously.
Like, Gavin would play Diddy and Donkey Kong in one. Like, he, like, trips on a banana and, like, switches and giant punches them or something. Like,
ding dong them right after.
Everyone's Aegis.
True. Because, like, if he like slips on, you know how he does like the banana toss? He like does it like three times and he grabs him on a platform. He can like do the banana toss at like 40 and then switch to Donkey Kong and grab. Hey, y'all not locked in, bro.
Sonic, and then once, actually, no, I must just play Sonic only, actually. What's the point?
What you do?
Oh, yeah, just nerf yourself, you know.
You play Sonic and Puff, and with Puff, you just go all the way to the top of the screen, switch to Sonic, and then spin dash down, back up, and then you just go back around. There'd be
so many broken timeout strategies with double characters. I just...
They'd have to, like, share jumps or something. Like,
Yeah.
I was thinking of, when Chris said that, I was thinking of, like, because Marvel, you know, like, calling assists in. And you could choose, like, do you want their side B, up B, or down B to be the assist, which would be really cool. Because in Marvel, they have, like, do you want an anti-air, you know, depending on, like, projectile, anti-air, whatever, like, special assist. And you could just do up B, side B, and down B, and neutral B. Like, you could just choose, like, Marth pops out and, like, can either dolphin slash or, like, counter or something.
There's so many funny ideas, like... Yeah, I'm playing Gazia on stage, but as soon as I get hit, I'm switching to Sonic for hit.
You know how much guarantee? If they had assist, there would be guaranteed shield breaks and stuff. They would have to change the base mechanics of the game where you can't like stack.
Yeah, so I play Mario, and then my assist is when I grab you, I call in Puff's assist to rest.
Golly.
You call in someone's assist to lock them in shield, and then you get the grab, and you're like, oh, I'm actually a character that grabs you at zero and kills you.
Kazuya into someone is like the most hilarious one. Like, he hits an electric and he just switches into Terry without his full goal meter. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Sounds good. Great. Honestly, even switching Kazuya off is ridiculous. Speaking of Kazuya, too.
Switch to Ganondorf.
Wait, I found a way to get off the topic. Speaking of Kazuya, we had Riddles playing this weekend.
Nice pivot.
I got it. Thank God. We're out of there. It would have been another 97 minute episode about the next Smash game.
Roy, we have so a Switch bad, 2 yet. Can never win.
Dude, he was so close. He had a good set in Street Fighter 6, apparently, against Knuckledew, too, I think, is what he said. Oh, yeah? Yeah, he said it was really close. He said it was last hit.
That Goblin took Mena to game 3.
Unreal.
And Mena had to switch off to Luke Ditto him, I think it was.
Yep.
Like, dang, Riddles is just really good at Street Fighter and Smash. Like, just, like, it's crazy.
He's a competitor, bro.
Is he top 8 in both events and stuff? Like,
cool. And him versus Cola is like has been one of my favorite like friendly rivalries that I've since that one summit they were both at, and they just you couldn't find one of them without the other playing each other the entire weekend. Like, it was amazing. Like,
it's not very friendly.
No, but you yes. Well, it's like you and Paris get the same way.
It's not friendly on Cola's end.
I was thinking about it and like Cola winning is a W. Like, Riddles winning, too, would be great. But Cola winning is a W in so many ways. Like, especially, like, people haven't been feeling great about Ultimate. This is lame, that's lame, this is lame. And I think at this point, everyone kind of universally agrees that Roy isn't lame. Like, rush down, sortie, everyone likes Roy, like, has since Melee type of thing. And Cola, like, for so many reasons, like, Cola winning is just good for the culture of Ultimate. For the playstyle, his state is amazing and hilarious. I watch their weekly every week. Like, it's just a really fun, good play style. And when he's winning, he has to be playing very well, too. Like, he doesn't get accidental Ws, like, especially in this day and age for the meta. So I thought he played fantastically. Gavin, what'd you think?
It made me want to play Roy a little bit. Like,
oh, shit.
I don't know. Roy is just so good. But it just he's a little more like, he's not very meta at the moment. Like, he's maybe anti-meta against a couple characters and just gets kind of cleaned up by others. But I do think the Roy community is a little too doomer. A little bit too doomer. It kind of reminds me of Paulu, where, like, it's like, okay, chill out. It's not, we're not struggling that bad. You know what I mean? Like, those characters can still
win. You guys are mid-tier. Like, chill.
Yeah, like, chill out. Like, y'all are starting to get to the point where you're just lying. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, just the flowchart of Roy is very satisfying to play, to watch, like, all that. And he also jump scares you, you know what I mean? Like, you can lose without being able to blink sometimes. So, I don't know. I like Roy. And Cola winning two CEOs in a row is always good for the storyline. And... It makes sense that it would be Riddles in Grand Finals as well. They played three sets in total. We got a 3-1 in Winners Finals from Cola, 3-2 from Riddles in set one, then a 3-1 from Cola in set two. And that was about to go game five. Like, Cola went for a crazy finisher at the end with, like, the air dodge coverage with the F smash. So I don't think Riddles was thinking of that at all. I'm pretty sure Riddles thought it was going to go to game five. You know what I mean? But yeah, we also had Beast Mode Paul coming in third place. Beast Mode Paul is obviously on the rise, and there's pretty much nothing stopping him for the most part. He's becoming a household name, which is really nice. Omega getting a lot of cool W's. Jazzo, DaBuzz had a game five with Beast Mode Paul. Kobe had a close set to get into top eight. And B and I are big Young Link fans, and Kobe's probably our favorite. We really enjoy watching Kobe collectively. So Kobe beat Goblin 3-2 and had a close set to get into top eight in the first place. So I don't know. I think Young Link is so cool. And in this entire top eight, I would say the hardest character to win with is Young Link in this top eight.
Huh?
We got Boy, we got Kazuya, we got Hero, Joker, Rosa, Ken, Olmar a little
Hold
bit.
Hold on now.
Young Rosa. Link is the hardest. Young it's Link is Rosa. The hardest to win with. It's Young Link or Rosa, and I'm gonna go with
Young Link or Rosa.
Young Link's the hardest to win with.
So real. Define it's, win. It's define, close. Like win it's what? Close. Like win a game or like win set? Like win the entire tournament?
Win.
Like winning sets in this top eight or whatever, Young Link would have to put in the most effort.
Define effort. Like tech skill. Like,
how many words? Define the. Like what?
I'm standing by it, bro.
I think
Rosa got some tech, man. Rosa got some tech. Huh? I said Rosa got some tech, man.
Young Link is just so fragile and like things have to work so well. Like Young Link kind of fucking sucks is what I'm getting at. And yes, is look young- at that.
Reversal. Wait, who's the best Link?
Yeah, I was gonna say who's
That's
the best
really
Link.
Really difficult. I feel like it changes once a week.
Yeah, it's so hard. They're all pretty
Toon Link was not on our radar, and now Toon Link is very realistically the best one.
It's crazy how many characters that how many results that character got seemingly overnight. Like what happened?
I think it's Link.
Regular?
Yeah.
Is the worst.
No, I think Link is the best.
Really?
Infinite, baby. On paper.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. Let's lock it in. Task Link.
But Toon Link might actually be better than Young Link.
Agree.
Yeah.
Is Toon Link's recovery better and like ledge roll better and stuff like that? Would you say
Toon Link has better defense? I don't know about that, but the general statistics like ground speed, air speed.
His recovery is better, for sure.
I think certain kill confirms.
Kill confirms.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Like the up tilt works a lot better.
They don't got that frame for Nair though, man.
The tilts work a lot better for Toon Link, surprisingly, than Young Link. Because Young Link's down tilt is what is I'm sure Toon Link would wish he had that. But that up tilt goes such a long way for Toon Link, like in every way. And Toon Link's F tilt is definitely a better move as well than Young Link's. But yeah, I don't know. Pretty much, I think you would rather be Young Link a lot of the time nowadays. It's close, but I think Link is better than both.
Let's go!
Link is kind of fucking messed up.
Hey, you picking up Link or what? Like, what?
I think Link has the best recovery for sure. Wait,
oh yeah,
like, oh for sure.
Yeah, that's not a question.
I think Link's the best one.
But there's maybe it's Young Link.
It just got no results, man.
Better. I don't know.
I'll be different. I'll say Toon Link. Send it. I don't care. Let's go. We can't all agree. That's stupid.
Bro, but even things Samus. Like... Even Toon Link's down tilt, like, sometimes I like having it more than Young Link's. That move is kind of underrated, bro. It doesn't send out, like, a favorable thing for combos, but, like, the frame data and the consistency of it, and, like, it meshes well with Toon Link's, like, cadence when he's playing. And I don't know. It's hard to say. It's honestly hard to compare any of them at this point. They all like are kind of a question mark.
Right the thing now. About Toon Link though is you have to deal with those wimpy sound effects that he makes. Those are terrible.
Well, makes me not want to play the character. Nice.
Some of them are terrible though.
You don't like the sword slash noise?
It's like a plastic bag being swung in the wind, dude. It's terrible. Bro's recycling.
That's a good description. What's wrong with recycling? What the heck?
Nothing.
It's hard, dude. It's like the hardest question ever. You can put them in like so many orders and I'll like not be mad at them.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be a fun game. We should do more because that seems to be something that sticks with us is like which character is better or which one do you value higher. That hold on, I could be cooking here. Hold on.
Like if someone gave me the exact opposite opinion of like a list of the three links than mine, I still wouldn't be mad, even if it was the exact opposite of mine.
Like it's going just over the history of all the links would be fun too. It's like in the very beginning, week -2, everyone thought this character was the best. Then we go into like this phase of the game, and this character starts falling off, and yada yada yada. Yep.
You could easily craft the best Link by using all their different moves, though.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be fun,
ooh,
Charles.
That sounds fun. Crafting the best Link.
The base we'd start with would probably just be Toon Link.
You know, like, so I was about to say no to normal.
If you're starting with the stats, it'll probably be Toon Link. But then we're getting Young Link's Neutral B, bro.
Which bomb do you use? Link bomb, right?
Yes, Link bomb. Yes. We get Link bomb. We get Young Link Neutral B.
Who's neutral there?
For up B, we'll probably take Link's.
Adult, yes, 100%.
And then for side B, we'll probably take
Young Link.
I think it's Young.
Not adult, really? Young Link.
I think Young Link has the best frame data, right? Like, it's safest on block and stuff like that.
I think stuff like that. And then for jab, we'll probably take Adult Link. Isn't it the biggest? Well, the frame data difference.
It is, but, like, isn't, like, Young Link's, like, jab one, like, super, super safe? Like, it's, like, kind of a mix. It's better.
You know who would know exactly how to craft the best Link? Ross would know how to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Go.
I would completely trust his opinion on this topic.
Because Adult Link's jab kind of reminds me of like Corrin jab.
Yeah, Adult Link's jab is good too.
What Nair do you use? The Young
that's
Link?
That's what I was
Link?
Saying.
Adult Link.
Adult Link's Nair adult. Is
we're
so
we're going for size here. Good.
No, because like you're using no way you're not using but you need a kill move. Like
I was gonna say Young Link's can kill, which is nice. But...
No, we're keeping Toon Link forward air.
I'm just thinking.
I was gonna say which forward area.
I guess you might not need the kill power, so you go for safety if you go with the Link Nair, right? But
for
we can
up air, I think we go with Young Link, and then we keep Toon Link's up tilt, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel it would have more consistency, Marcus, because it's more active.
Toon Link up B might be the best, right? For out of shield? It kills. Huh? Toon Link up B.
No, because
we have neutral air anyway. What do we need out of shield for?
You can Link's is stronger. Well,
Link's is stronger.
But isn't Toon Link's faster?
Yeah. I don't know. I know Toon Link's is frame 6. What is hold on?
Toon Link's might be faster. Definitely faster. Link's is like frame 8 to 10 for sure.
But also it's a recovery move, don't forget that. And Link's is good.
For down tilt, yeah, but you have bomb recovery already. Do we get Adult Link or do we get
Young? It's good to have options.
Dude, having a frame 6 up B out of shield that kills is insane.
Link's is 7.
True.
Oh, Link's is 7, okay.
I think we're going with Link's, bro.
Okay, it's one frame. Yeah, one frame slower.
One frame's a big deal. Out of shield, that's big.
That's a big deal, yeah.
I'm
imagining getting ledge trapped by Toon Link, and that shit sucks because they're shielding, and it's like, fuck, when are they going to up B? Are they going to up B my normal get up? Or
but we're going to have Toon Link's mobility with Link's up B, and we're going to have Link's bomb.
If we have Link's bomb, don't we need
Link's bomb? We're going to have fire arrows.
God. Yeah.
Dude, this sounds like a crazy-ass character.
He sounds fun.
So the neutral air will be Link. The forward air will be Toon Link. The down air will be
Young Link. Young Link, right?
Young Link.
It'll be Young Link. The back air will be... This is hard. Ooh,
this is hard.
Maybe normal?
I think it's Toon, right?
Toon Link's back air is pretty nuts.
It's really good.
It's a disjoint.
Especially because we have Adult Link bomb, I think we don't want Toon, actually.
I think Adult Link, you get like the
because you lose the infinite
stuff too, right?
No, we want infinite.
The back airs with infinite. Adult Link, I think hits a little lower than Young Link's.
Really?
So I think we want that one.
I know there's infinites with Link's back air and the bomb. So like, let's just make sure they.
That means we need his forward air too.
Because if we just get Adult Link back,
that's fine.
Toon Link mobility, I don't think we'll see much of a difference, and I think it'll be fine.
I've seen Link T from Japan just win sets off like the buzz by spamming forward air. That move's obviously really good.
I hate that move.
I think
so
up air,
much,
I think for up air you want Young Link. You
need Toon Links, bro. That move is so broken.
Yeah, you know who else would know a lot about this stuff? Is Scizor. from SoCal.
Oh, true, yeah.
But I feel like Young Link plays Ultimate, or he still plays Ultimate, but
doing like sour Young Link things at like low and mid percents.
True.
Toon Link's is like, I think it's thinner.
It's so active, bro.
But so is Young Link's. Dude, what? I think Young Link's up air with Toon Link's mobility would be better than keeping Toon Link up air. I think so.
Isn't Link the strongest?
It's just hard to kill off the top.
Yeah, but Link's is the clunkiest.
I guess you have Young Link down air.
Yeah, you have Young Link down air.
Yes, for sure. Because you don't want the bounce.
Then for tilt, you're getting Toon Link up tilt free.
Yes.
For down tilt, you're probably just going to get Young Link.
Yep.
Yeah.
And for four tilt.
Is Toon Link. Toon Link's forward tilt's the best. Yeah, the angle it sends is so
definitely not Young Link. Definitely not Young Link.
I was going to say Adult Link's is kind of...
Link's is like a
Adult Link's is like a smash attack. Like, yeah. I'd rather have...
But it's not like...
It's not a good win condition, though.
It's like, ugh.
But against characters like Cloud and stuff, dude, Toon Link forward tilt is so...
Yeah, that's true.
I think you go with Toon Link forward tilt, and then for smash attacks...
I don't know.
Probably, who knows?
Aren't they all the same shit?
Who knows, man? Yeah.
They're like
Toon Link's got, Young Link's
Toon Link up, Toon Link up
is a single hit. Link's
oh, Toon Link's a single
is probably hit. The then, strongest, but it's also the most inconsistent, I think.
Please Toon Link up smash.
I feel like Link just because the hitboxes are bigger.
So hear stronger. Me out. Hear me out. Down special. We go with LeBron pre-patch, baby. Let's go. Infinite basketballs all day at the
well, hold
come on.
On.
Here we go. Shit. Let's go.
When it comes out, when A. For some reason, they limited the amount of times the ball can hit.
Down smash is Young Link. Forward smash is Link.
Yeah.
Let's go Link for the other smash attacks. Like, these are smash attacks.
The up smash is kind of hard.
Hard hitting, large hitboxes. Like,
you think so?
They all hit pretty hard.
Oh, the single? I mean, single hit for consistency.
Toon Link's does not hit that hard.
Doesn't hit that hard, no.
And Link's can hit really, really poorly if it connects improperly.
Yeah, and Young
I think
Link,
this is the smash attacks like are personal is, pref. Right. Smash attacks are personal pref.
We should we should do this like character create like combo thing, but we should do it with Samus and Dark Samus.
Yeah, that would be
no,
really
no.
Fun.
We're doing it with Spacies. We're building the perfect Spacey.
Oh, that'd be godlike.
That's actually
I'm
sick.
Locked what? In.
Actually, send it. Let's pick? Go. Ooh, I like
Mario.
Wolves, man.
Perfect Mario character. Well, it's hard with Mario.
Wait, this is
yeah, fun. As long as you keep them. Because the character size matter. Because like Diddy and Donkey Kong, it's hard to mix them because their body sizes are.
Go
so
with
different.
Adult Link up smash.
Okay,
that's what I think. Yeah, Adult Link up smash. Okay,
sure,
cool.
Man.
That's
good.
Clip it and
ship anything?
It. No, that's
are we
it.
Done?
Or, unless we were going to pick taunts, but
unless we're picking grabs like throws.
Oh, grabs.
We're
that's
going
important.
Link,
do we go
Link
tether?
Grab.
Really?
We're going with Link grab. We're going with
like
Young Link down throw.
No, if you go with the grab, you get all the throws. That's we can't like mix the throws.
No, up. That's not true. No, all the grabs,
what?
All the throws can be different. All
okay, so
be
it's
yeah.
Okay, so it's Toon Link back throw automatically.
Yes.
Yes, Toon Link back throw, Young Link down throw, Young Link forward throw, and then
I love his forward throw.
Boom. Link's up probably throw. Has Link's up throw is
Link
strongest.
Up throw. Yeah, it's the strongest. Yeah.
Unless it's tied with Young Link, but we'll go with Link to be safe. GG.
And then what's the grab? Link grab?
Yes.
Yeah.
Combined
who's,
with the
who
ball,
should be? Oh, Young Link duh. Okay.
But like, if you
yeah,
have
the fire yeah. arrows, the fire arrows yeah. with Toon Link mobility and Link grab,
wait.
Holy moly!
Then you lose Zare.
Link grab, you have Zare.
No, we don't. No,
you still get Zare. Zare's its own move.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No.
Definitely.
No. I'm with Chuck.
No.
I'm with
you can't get a fucking grab. Regular grab and then get tethered to leg.
Dude,
it's hitting.
Huh? It's smash
hitting.
There's
ultimate.
There's consequences.
No, there's none.
Okay.
No.
You can't freaking have everything.
Yes, we
no.
can. We're making
no,
the best
can't.
Link, bro.
Because
we're
you don't
the
have
link.
The tether.
The
you
options are,
the
do you have a Zare or
yes,
not? And
do.
The best option is yes, you do have a Zare.
No.
The next
no.
question,
you,
grab.
What is your Z move on
things.
The ground do and you get the Zare in compliment with
in Zelda when you have that, can you not pick up items anymore? Like,
oh, true. Spitting. GG.
Oh, now we're getting into the base game. Look, no one here knows more about Zelda than me.
Is there anyone that has a Zare and not a tether grab?
No.
No, right? Until our Super Link comes out, then we're good.
Yeah.
Zare, do you have his...
Which
who
is
the best
it?
Zare,
is
though?
Is Toon Link's better?
I don't know.
It
sets up jab locks and Young Link's. They change it to send more upwards, and it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. He gets zero.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to Zare with both of them? Like, you have to do some shit. It's, like, not as easy, right?
It's hard to Z drop Ariel because of Zare. Oh, or is that it?
Yeah, there, I know there's some weird thing where it's like harder.
Young Link's looks kind of good, actually.
That joint trash. My bad.
It's so weird. They changed
seeing it without the tether is so funny. It looks like Young Link's just like force palm punching.
Force beer.
Chat, let us know if you can have a Zare without a tether grab. We need you guys way in here.
We're literally split
50-50. I don't see why not, dude.
This is the same chat that wants Fortnite Smash. Hell no.
Well, okay. Hold on.
Well, you don't trust them? That's crazy.
I'm down, honestly.
That would be really good for the game franchise, Gavin. And more people would play Super Smash Brothers if Fortnite was in Smash.
Yeah, how dare you?
In a macro sense, you, as someone who makes money off of Smash Brothers, probably wants that. What's more important, your income or your Smash fandom? Or like your... What is Smash Brothers?
Whatever the second one means.
This is like a part of his soul. Yeah, he's going to choose that. He like lives and dies. I mean, you guys sell.
Gavin never picks money. What are you doing?
Go.
Okay, we're not gonna get into this, but
oh shit,
we do agree. It's Falco Laser, right?
No, God, why did you say
yes?
It's Falco Laser.
It's Falco Laser. Yeah,
for sure.
Didn't we talk about this?
If we're building a character,
it's
Falco Laser.
Okay. Well, what's the rest of the kit? Are we going for a zoning spacey? Because we can go with more on the wolf side because it's like, what do you want? Foxnair or Wolfnair? Because Wolfnair is bigger.
Gets to use laser like for offstage stuff and like actually kill you. Like, if we're making the best spacey, we can do some messed up stuff with Falco Laser. Wolf Laser is a little limiting. But the thing is, we're gonna have Falco Laser, but it's gonna have the wolf mobility when you press it in the air.
Goodness. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's broken.
Okay, hold up. I see
and
it.
Now you're
spinning. I see the vision.
All right, okay, we're going to get into it, but neutral air for this character.
No, we're going to build the best spacey right now.
All
right,
fine. Let's do it.
Do we have time?
It's Fox.
Was there another topic you had?
It's Fox.
Is there another more important pressing topic?
Isn't there Fox?
Beast Mode Paul rules, Grassicola, Riddles, the whole
spitting
crew. Yeah. CEO is great. I love that tournament. Shout out to everyone who works on it.
One thing I want to say about Cola, I love his inspirational speeches, his mentality to the game. Huge fan of it. Yes. I think more players should feel that way about the game. And I mean, truly just inspirational. So yeah, shout out to Cola.
That's what I was saying.
And it gets you W's. Look at that.
When he's a cultural W for Ultimate, 1,000%. Okay. All right, back to the best spacey ever. Which we gotta start with Frame. It's Fox, right? Like you just go with Fox.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, do you wanna have like Fox the Falco speed,
Falco jumping stuff?
Wait, what?
Well, right. So it's like it depends on because if you want
like the jump height and stuff and
do you want
and
like then, Falco up tilt with like Falco up like what up air
we're gonna figure this out
between Falco or Fox,
no we're not
right?
One at a time.
Okay.
Fox ground speed, Falco jump, Wolf air mobility.
Goodness gracious. That's the best character in the game.
Start with special. There. It's going to be Falco Laser because think of all that mobility we just mentioned with Falco Laser. We don't have to
We
don't have to do the
I'm
wolf
down with problem. Everything you said so far, obviously.
Okay, I'm down with Falco Laser because I see it ones. With the mobility thing.
Yeah, side B, low key, Wolf because we're probably going to be able to confirm into it.
Yes. I think Wolf too. Yeah. I don't think Wolf, it's a question that you go. I think Wolf, well, like almost anyway.
It's between Wolf or Falco. It's between Wolf or Falco.
Not Fox. That shit's not ass.
Ass. How do people not edgeguard that shit?
We're getting Falco down B for the advantage.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
But Falco down Wolf B 1,000. Nine combos though.
I know.
Dude.
No. He has enough offense.
It'd be so much easier to combo off it with Falco jump and
Dude, imagine. Okay, hold up. Falco double jump with the wolf shine, like you're like, ooh, you just fly up super high in the air and you just do wolf shine. They go nowhere and then you just
jump over.
Bro. Or if you have Fox back here, you can.
I think it is wolf. I think it is wolf actually.
Bro, you if you have if you have his
bro, jump, if you have Falco down Falco beat off stage with Wolf Air mobility Falco, after Falco, the
Falco.
Reset.
It's Falco, yeah. His down beat so broken, man.
Falco down beat will make it so you auto win like so many matchups.
Yes, dude, exactly.
And with the laser and the mobility, like off stage will be so messed up. All right, we're gonna go with Falco.
Because Falco down B helps against Steve too, because you can kick it through the blocks.
Yeah. I like the argument. I like that there's an argument between Wolf and Falco there.
And
though,
then up
but
B is Fox.
I mean, Fox
I guess?
Is the
shit. Is Fox? So, I mean, yeah.
Kind of fine. We're figuring out about Fox in here this discussion, but
I think Fox is up B, right? Or is it? Yeah. It's yeah. Awesome. Wolf Fox.
Yeah.
We can't, if we could combine like power with Wolf, but we're not, we can't do that.
Nah, I mean, we already have the Wolf Flash and like, you're just at this point, I think you're looking for recovery distance and putting your opponent like,
yeah,
if they just miss the deck, they die 30 or whatever.
Recovery, we're messing up. Okay. And then neutral air is.
Neutral air is tough.
It is.
That's why I said this is where we have to make the decision of what kind of character we're building, because all three spaces are so different in terms of like how they combo, what their general strategy is.
I don't think we need the Wolf hitbox if we have all those mobility stats with Fox Nair.
Dude, because if you're fox naring and you're crossing up with fucking wolf mobility, like you run up to someone, yes. You fox nare them, and you're like crossing them up.
With fox, it's hard to use fox it off stage. It's hard to use
fox
it.
Up tilt. Fox
we
up
do
tilt
fox tilt. With all that mobility, because then we could do it rising a lot more often.
Yes. So, true.
So, and like for edge guarding and stuff. So we're going with fox nare.
Well,
four
no, wolf nare is better.
Oh.
For four nare?
I don't know. I kind of like
mentioned, it actually might be Falco's low key.
No, are we going with Falco up tilt? Because if it's Falco up tilt, we go Falco forward air. We have to pair them together. It's very important. Like the Falco forward air, the drag down.
It's just not Fox forward air. It's not Fox forward air.
Fox forward air is still good if you take Fox
up. It's got to be Falco up tilt, bro. It can't be Fox.
It's got to be Falco up tilt. I agree.
It's Falco up tilt because you cross up Nair into fucking up tilt, which is like super fucked up.
I think the edge guarding would be so good with Falco forward air.
If we're going for edgeguard, because we went with Falco laser, we need Falco fair for edgeguard. Wait, you need it.
I think we need Falco fair, but like, dude,
yeah.
Wolf fair is
broken.
I think Wolf fair, bro. I don't care.
Not in 2024. Wolf fair is not broken in 2024.
With Fox ground speed?
Yeah, it's so good, dude. I don't know.
It still might be Falco.
Plus, you can still do up tilt. Think about it. You could do Falco's up tilt and what up air the Fox is up air. Fuck it. You don't need that forward air anymore. You're going the other way.
But I'm talking about edge guarding, but you have Fox Nair with Wolf air mobility. Yo, Loki might be Wolf fair because we use the Nair anyway.
No.
But then Wolf that means we need to start taking.
But then we don't have multi hits off stage.
Guys, fair. Drag down Falco up tilt into Fox up air. Are you
Falco,
kidding me right now?
Falco,
like,
Falco.
Come the fuck
Falco
on,
fair,
guys.
Falco bear.
Thank you.
Finally,
Falco bear.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Honestly, hold on. Let me lock in on this.
Yeah, no, you do have to at least think about it because you have to think about the weird stuff that happens.
Are we talking about back air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Falco, but
it's either Falco. Oh man, but
wait, is it gonna be free to get Wolf Flash with Falco Bear?
Dude, Falco up tilt into Wolf back air, bro.
Ooh.
Jesus, like, I'm fucking hold on, let me
Christ. You think Falco back air is crazy?
All of them have a case. All three of them have a case.
I think so too. I think actually, does Foxes though compared to Falco? I don't think
Foxes
really does.
Foxes is the weakest, and I think the angle is the weirdest if you're making the best space.
You might be able to combo into Wolf Flash off of Fox back air. That's the on floaties. That's the only thing
I think Falco
kind of
Bear
think
might
fast.
Combo the best. Because it'll send it to tumble really early, and you can kill
it. No, but you have more lag on Falco Bear. Like, I don't think it really auto-cancels.
Just fastball that joint, because we get Foxes fastballing.
Fastball that joint. Right, but in terms of pressure, Fox is the best. If you want on stage shield pressure,
Wolf is solid too in its own right.
But do we need on stage shield pressure if we're doing Wolf air mobility nair on defense?
Because we got Wolf dash grab.
True.
Wolf dash attack, right? Just so you have a kill option, or no? Do you go for the Fox?
I was thinking Fox.
It definitely ain't Falco.
It's not Falco.
Imagine Fox's dash attack into Falco's up tilt, dude.
Goodness gracious.
That's disgusting. Well,
you can only get the combo if you get Sour Dash Attack, but you might be able to get Dash Attack into fucking Falco Fair drag down.
Which down tilt are we using? That determines a lot.
We didn't do up air. We didn't do up air around with the aerial kit. It's Fox.
I think
it's Fox up air, yeah.
Fox up air.
I think Falco down tilt with Fox up air and shit.
I
think we're the only question right now, because I know we're going Fox Jab, is back air. What's the back air? That's the key question.
I think it's Falco.
I think it's Falco.
Dude, there's an argument for all three.
Falco's the least active, actually.
Really? I think Fox, you just get the more
because the air mobility makes it. You have to think about the air mobility for like activity could be nice for edge guarding with like Wolf. Because if we're if you want, if we're dumping like Falco, we're like killing with like Wolf Bear, and like it's the most active. We're still going to combo into it just as well as the other stuff. We know it will combo into Wolf Flash, right? Because it already happened. Bro, we're going to get Falco up throw with Fox up air.
Yeah, Fox, I think Fox is probably the weakest back air, but there's still arguments for it. Yeah. They're all broken.
You could argue
it,
yeah.
They're I'm all picking Wolf back air, bro.
You just want more punch? Here. You want more punch?
Well, it's most bro. Active, too, so well, it has the most applications when the weak hit happens, too.
Here's my thing. Does it matter? Because I don't know if Falco up tilt would combo into Wolf back air.
Bro, we're just going to get Falco up throw into Wolf bear.
I don't know. See, I don't know if it's fast enough, though.
I don't know if that would combo. But
we know it combos into...
You're still going to frame trap stuff.
Right.
But we know up air combos off both of those, and we're comboing into Fox up air there. So yes. Do we even need... Like, it's like we could go with Falco back air to make sure...
Bro, I'm going to get... All right, dude. So we're on
PS2. I think it's Wolf. I think it's bad.
We're on PS2. I'm going to get a double Fox up air into a Wolf back air.
Goodness.
Into Flash. Oh my
dude, I'd love to. I'd love to have this conversation with like Larry, Tilde, Light, Jude. Yeah. You know, like all the.
If they see this and they start roasting us, I'm gonna punch them.
Well, I would like to know what they would build, like, I wonder if Jude would go for more of like a zoning type space, because you can go with a bunch of different types of spaces here. We're building like safe on block combo.
No, orientated we're building the best one objectively, bro.
Spitting
Wolf back air, Fox up air. We're done with aerials. Now we're on to smash attacks.
Wait, we didn't do down air. We didn't do down air.
No, Falco. Falco. We're edge guarding, right? We're edge guarding.
Is it Falco? Yeah.
It's Falco for sure.
It's active. Even, despite it being single hit, it's still active. Wolf's is not happy. We're not doing that.
No, Wolf's is dog shit.
The only one I was thinking is Fox.
I think it's Falco for sure.
Right, okay.
Falco? It depends on what you want, more onstage or offstage. I think with what we're building, we want more offstage. Falco down air for ledge trapping and ledge Wolf back air.
If we have Wolf Fair with Falco Dare, wait.
But I was thinking like Fox's ground speed plus Wolf's jump and mobility with Fox's down air is so stupid. Like the way you move with that, you're able to, that's and then you hit it, dude, and then we're obviously taking Fox up smash, right? Like that's just that.
Yes, yes.
So, dude.
I also think.
What about F tilt, by the way? I think there's.
It's Wolf.
I think it's Wolf, right? Yeah, it's just Wolf, right?
Yeah, for a safe poke, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Fox and Falco,
it's
you get
the best two framing. Yeah, we'll go with Wolf.
I like his F tilt. It's good.
Oh my god, a space.
It's not as reliable as you think.
Framing, but oof. Wait. So I need to go back to that fair combo because Gavin mentioned if we have Falco down air and you get a Wolf fair at ledge, like
you're gonna grab after it and shit.
Like, is Wolf fair a greedy play here? Because I think
I don't think it's that greedy if you're edge guarding with like Fox's Nair because of the mobility stats. And you you still have the laser and the shine.
The edge guarding is crazy. Plus, like,
bro, but fair, if you have all
drag
these
down up tilt into Fox up here. That's the combo that's getting me right now. That would be fucked up.
And Loki
has a lot of good moves.
Loki Falco.
I know. I was thinking the same thing, dude. I was like, you said Falco a lot.
We could. Well, would Falco's Nair combo with that smash or no?
I was gonna say, just take Falco and give him the movement of the other two, and we're done.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah,
Falco's forward air, drag down forward air does work in the up smash on some characters.
Some characters.
Yes, on floaty characters like Wario and stuff like that. Because they're still kind of like in the air.
So, if it was Fox's up smash.
For F smash, it's actually kind of
even
hard.
Better. Actually, Falco's is one frame
for
faster.
For forward smash, it's
not Falco. It's Wolf or Fox. It's kind of hard.
It's Fox.
Wait, for what?
It's Fox. It's Fox.
For what? Down smash? We're talking about down smash?
Forward. It's Fox.
I think it's Fox. I think it's Fox. That really? Room is
dude,
like
just,
a robbery.
I love Wolf's forward smash.
So. I was thinking Wolves too, honestly. I don't hate Falco's either.
Hard.
I'd rather
it's
Fox,
hard.
But
dude, Falco's does not have enough range in this game.
Yeah, no.
I don't hate it though, but I'd take Wolves. I think
Brawl,
it's so good.
Wait.
I think Wolf or Fox doesn't.
We're
fuck
including
with...
every smash.
No.
Oh,
no. No.
Slide.
Hold the fuck up.
No.
Okay. So
every
we get,
I
we
just
get wave dash. We get melee fox.
Melee fox down B. Yeah. Or Falco. Hold up.
Brawl Falco
true,
F smash.
True,
is just
Falco
so
down
good.
B. Let's do some fillers.
Brawl. Yeah. Brawl Falco downer or lasers. Brawl Falco lasers.
No, we're not including every game.
Yeah. No. We're not.
Down smash is Wolf.
I think Fox's is better.
It's not Falco.
It's not Falco.
It's not Falco. Wolf's is like, you need more time to set it up, in my opinion, and you get more reward off of it. But
you're so fast.
But dude, a frame six down smash at two frames, like giving that to a top player is insane because they don't need the time to set up. They just get to the location. And I've seen Light on Point. He just hits that fucking C stick down and it's Jover. Like, you're done.
Nah, it's Wolf down smash.
But Wolf is the coolest.
Dude, it's just stupid. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a robbery.
And I'm sure you'll get some weird tech chase situations. Like,
true. No, you know what?
That's why I was thinking for Fox, because you have Fox Nair.
Fox Nair with Wolf down smash.
Yeah, so you just.
Pink's right.
Jab, see ya.
Yeah, it's over. Oh my, dude, yeah, fuck the up smash. Fuck tech locking them or jab locking them in the up smash. You just fucking Wolf down smash them. Oh my God. Oh my God.
For tilts? Falco down tilt, right? Wolf up tilt. Oh, we already did that.
Not Wolf up tilt.
And then we do Fox jab.
Fox jab.
That's everything, right? Oh, grabs. Wolf back throw.
Wolf down throw. Oh my God.
Wolf down throw. Falco up throw.
Yeah.
Wolf forward throw.
Wait, what about Falco down throw? No.
No, Wolf's is so much better.
It's so much better.
Dude, we're gonna be doing Fox's dash shack after Wolf's down throw.
Yeah.
Into Falco
up tilt.
Oh my God.
Into Fox up air, into back air flash.
Dude, this character sounds fucking disgusting.
I was thinking that with the Link character too. I'm like, bro, this sounds fun. All right, next. Ryu, Ken, Terry, Kazuya, right? No, all right, here we go, guys.
Man, it was a great episode.
You guys are excited, right? Patreon here we go.
I'm asleep.
What about Final Fantasy Swordies, all right?
Simon and Richter, what moves are
we? Are we including Sora in the Square Enix sorties?
Oh my God.
Have some respect. That's ridiculous.
Sora, Sephiroth, and Cloud.
Sora's up there.
We should do the Mario Luigi Dr. Mario Wario one.
You're putting Wario in there? Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, we don't have to.
I think it's a conversation.
I think Wario, I'm down to have Wario in the mix.
I think doing the two Samuses is good too.
Fire Emblem is crazy,
dude. Having like MKLeo build a Fire Emblem character sounds dope. Bro. I just, like, they don't even necessarily have to do it with us. I would just love to hear their opinions on it. You know what I mean? Somebody like MKLeo building the perfect Fire Emblem.
Let's do Fire Emblem and then we end.
So I message. No, we gotta say. We gotta
say. We say. We can save it. What time are we at, Chris? All right,
dude, bringing Leon as a guest and building the best Fire Emblem character sounds
so dope. Sounds obviously, so
fun. And I'm going to argue. Go, I'm not going to argue.
So you go.
Oh, the best me.
There's too many electric.
You go electric. You go Gates of Hell, obviously, as a command throw.
Dude, fighting game characters is so weird because you guys break the rules. It's like, oh yeah,
you get one input.
You have this fucking random ass input move that has nothing to do.
Yeah,
with
you
Smash.
Get one input grab, and they get Samus is there. That's added in there.
What?
She's in a fighting game called Smash. It counts. Ness and Lucas. Well, that's gonna be a short.
Oh, Ness Lucas sounds fun because Lucas has some crazy stats.
For Fire Emblem there.
Oh no, not this!
No. We'll save it for with. Like? I want to save that for Leo.
We could definitely save this, especially chat. Let us know. Like the next chat, give Leo us your suggestions. I think that's a good time.
I'm giving it to Ike, bro.
What?
For Nair?
Byleth? Hello?
Hell no, dude. Yeah.
Byleth Nair is fucking crazy, bro.
It is not Ike, bro.
Ike Nair is also very good.
Mm-mm. Anything,
we get Ike Nair with other moves though.
You have to kind of, again, it's like the spacey thing. It's like, what road do you want to go down? Are you going like rush down? Because the Fire Emblem have so many different types of characters. Like, do you want to go rush down character? Do you want to go some kind of mid range? Because I think Byleth Nair is crazy if you put it on a zoning character because it's a really good boxing scramble option. You know.
All right, we have an emergency. She just saw the tweet and it was apple pie and American cheese, and she heavily disagrees with that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Clarification. All right, moving on.
I've also decided I don't want to do the fighting game character thing because I don't think Ken has a single move on there. So, yeah.
Depression.
I don't think he does.
Dude, I think Ken's legit the worst fighting game character in the game.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And it's like the gap is getting bigger and bigger the more we understand.
Baby, what if you're making a perfect Fire Emblem character?
Oh, no.
What would just be the neutral air?
Yeah, just the neutral air. Yeah.
They're saying Byleth. I'm saying Ike.
I don't even know. Byleth's up there, but I don't know.
There might be other characters.
I don't think it's Krom. Like Krom. Krom's there. It's disgusting, too. He's the Corrin. Yeah, Krom. Corrin's up there. I'll tell you that much right now.
Corrin Nair, very good. Damn, they all have really fucking good Nairs. You're definitely go Corrin up here, though.
It ain't Mars. No,
it's Byleth up there, bro.
Corrin Fordair, Corrin Backair.
Byleth up there. Corrin, you're
Byleth up there with more mobility.
Corrin up there with more mobility. That,
yeah. Ike, no, at that point, just give it to Ike, don't you?
No.
We need an expert here. We need MK Leo in the building.
Yeah,
I
want to do this with Leo. I want to do this with Leo. He knows the shit about
it. Dude, it's Byleth up air. That move is broken as shit.
It is really good. I agree. It's Byleth up air. Byleth
up air, I will lose my shit. I'll give it up. I'll give it up, but I'll still be mind blown. Because I think
Byleth up air, right? For sure.
Yes. Okay. Byleth up air for sure. Best recovery, cheese at 40, easy edge guard, like.
It's really good.
But let's wait for Leo. Let's wait for Leo.
Neutral B would have to be Corrin.
Oh, God. He's just going.
It's Corrin.
This is fun. This is super fun.
No, it's Roy Neutral B. Come on.
No, it's
this
Corrin.
This is so
it's
fun.
Side B is Roy.
Stop it, Jim. Save it for Leo.
Knock it off, Jim. Mute your mic. He can't contain. He's like a kid on Christmas.
Dude, it's fun. All right.
It is fun.
We're going to do the Patreon.
Wait, chat, let us know what you guys want to see for character things. Give us suggestions for that and any other mini games.
And what players we should bring on as guests and stuff like that. I think bringing players on as guests or something like this is so cool.
Because we love doing the pod, but it feels so much better when you guys give us a direction to run in. So go ahead, Gavin. Sign us out. Stop talking about
it. We're going to do the Patreon bonus content. Thank you so much.
What's the content, Gavin? Why don't you tell them what the content is?
Well, it's a pretty general thing. We're talking about... like, there's a lot of influx of Melee people playing Ultimate, so we're going to be talking about what transfers between Ultimate, Melee to Ultimate. We're going to be talking about just a lot of the general stuff that comes with that. And, thank you so much. Have a good one.